The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And Harley forecast this, as we both did. I think the impeachment may be running out of steam, Harley.
Well, we have two or three different things that would lead us to think that. First of all, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, said today he would be ready to open a probe into any Ukrainian interference in the presidential election, including that the Democrats may have been behind. This is exactly what the Democrats have not wanted to hear, for sure. So I think the whole impeachment thing is going to fall apart, not just because of that. John Durham, the U.S. attorney who's reviewing the origins of the counterintelligence investigation, the 2016 thing that led to the investigation of Trump and so-called Russia collusion, that is getting broader and broader because he's getting a lot of help from other countries. FBI agents always, have always been able to go to other countries and get cooperation. They're getting it in this case. This is, I think, the Democrats' worst nightmare. And then you got Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he's going to have a meeting, a little discussion with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and explain to her, whatever you guys do over there in the House is fine, but when it gets to the Senate, it's going to die. There's no way we're going to impeach the president over that conversation. It's just not going to happen. So hopefully she'll listen to him, but I don't think she will. They're going to go it's all about politics. And the whole,
absolutely.
It's politics anyway.
Absolutely. The free speech issue is interesting.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, the free speech issue with between China and the National Basketball Association. The general manager of the Houston Rockets had tweeted his support for the pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. China didn't like that. Now, the Rockets and the Nets and the Lakers and so forth have been in China playing some preseason games. Very popular thing to do in China. They got a huge fan base there, and the fans just love it. But the government doesn't like it if you criticize them, so they said, we're not going to let you have any free speech. They wouldn't let them have their news conference. They wouldn't let them talk about it. So members of Congress said to the NBA, you ought to stand up. You ought to do something.
Come home.
They're not going to do it.
Come home.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, they're going to play the games and be quiet.
Oh, God, come home in Shanghai. All right, Harley, have a great weekend. Thanks for your help this week.
Thanks.
We'll talk
to
you next week. Come there on. He is, Harley in the United States of America.